This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll from an explosion outside a school in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, has risen to at least 58. And that's according to Afghan officials Sunday, with doctors struggling to provide medical care to at least 150 who were injured. The bombing Saturday evening shook a Shiite Muslim, a religious minority neighborhood in Afghanistan, which has been targeted in the past by Islamic State militants. Sudanese authorities have deported around three dozen Ethiopian peacekeepers working in the UN mission in Darfur to a refugee camp. The head of the refugee agency in North Darfur province says the troops are among 120 Ethiopian forces from the Tigrayan ethnic group who have sought asylum in Sudan earlier this year. The troops refused to return to their home country, Ethiopia, for fear of being detained by the government as the prime minister waged a devastating war in November on the regional government of Tigray. He has also swept thousands of Tigrayans into detention centers across Ethiopia. The United States' top infectious disease doctor says that it's highly likely that officials have been undercounting the number of fatalities from COVID-19 after a new report from the University of Washington estimated the death toll was nearly double the amount. The analysis by the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation pegs the U.S. death toll at more than 900,000. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Wednesday put its latest official estimate at more than 575,000 deaths in the United States due to the novel coronavirus. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News.